You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, guys.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting. We did not have an opening, so I went with something that was, like, heartfelt. That was a video that I found yesterday on Twitter where it was about a parent who shared a Twitter video of their son who, I believe, had a speech impediment. And that was the first time he's ever, like, kind of said that and to her. And that was really cool to see. They were about to bake something. It looked like baking a cake or who knows what they were going to do, but she was able to get that on video and shared it, and it was pretty damn cool. So I thought, you know what, if we don't have reactions, let's go with something that people will maybe smile about. So there we go. I hope everyone is doing well. Welcome to Coexisting. It is December 16th. Maggie, how you doing?
Rob, I'm so sleepy.
You have been working your tail off, so that's why you're sleepy.
It's not that. Been working so hard. I know, but it's fine. As like the really, really amazing band called 10 Years. They say, I'm fine in the fire. I feed on the friction. So it's not that. It's the stupid pinched nerve in my back, Rob. It's fucking murder for my sleep. I haven't slept in 2 nights. Every time I move, I die a bit. Ugh. I'm so ridiculously cranky. Do you want me to tell you what I did today at work?
Absolutely.
I know you like my bar story, so... buckle up. So I was drinking coffee with a friend of mine. He's maybe like the only one who absolutely understands my OCD because he's the same anal freak nutbag like me. So so he was like, I like when everything's in order, everything's neat and tidy, and I'm just like so cranky and I hate everyone and I hate everything, and I'm like, I don't know, I kind of like control chaos right now. And he's like, what does that even mean? That's not a thing, control chaos. What is that? And I'm like, do you want me to show you? And as if the universe heard me, at that exact moment, a boy and a girl enter the bar. They come and they each order a beer. Not the same beer, two different kinds of beers. And obviously the one is way more expensive than the other. And I poured him the beers. I gave him the beers. And I did something that I'm extremely proud of right now.
Okay.
I told him the total amount of money they have to give me, not the separate checks, the total amount of money. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're a couple. I don't care. They weren't holding hands. They were kissy face and stuff. They were just a boy and a girl. And I gave him the total amount of money. And the dude was like, no, 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 separately. And you know how the girl was looking at them after that reaction from him? She was like,
oof.
Mind you know that she was absolutely perfectly fine with paying for her own beer because she had her wallet ready.
Yeah.
She was about to pay for her beer, but it was his reaction to that.
Yeah.
So,
cheap bastard.
What happened was that they got their beers, they sat on their table, and they started fighting. And I went to my friend and I was like, controlled chaos.
Very nice.
They probably went out to discuss New Year's plans, Rob, and I made them fight. And I believe in karma, and I'm absolutely sure that the universe is going to get me back for that.
Well,
but I'm just so ridiculously proud of myself for that one.
Hey, more power to you. Guys, do us a favor. Hit that like button. Also, you can send us a super chat or a humper chat. And if you leave a comment for after the show, that would definitely help us. Either Maggie or myself will respond as well. We do have a super chat. One was deleted by Throwback, but he just wants to wish everybody a happy holiday and say
Throwback, we love you, by the way.
We do. We absolutely love you. And we want to wish you a happy holidays as well. And my nose continues to itch. Ryan Sullivan sent us a super chat. And it says, I'm seeing Maggie Mae in my head, so welcome to Fridays. I love that song.
Hi, Ryan. You Rusky. Know, look, I have a regular hoodie today. It's not, it doesn't have a foreskin. And also, I love this hoodie so much, but like, it's like the actual hoodie is so like heavy that it actually like makes me choke. And I'm like Jabba. Half the time.
Got another super chat from Van Twinblade. Hey Maggie, I need to take a fourth of that hard apple cider, a fourth of vodka, and half apple juice. Shake it and shoot it. You'll love it. It's called apple pie.
Apple pie.
Yeah. There you go.
Everything with apple in it is great. So I'm gonna take you up on that.
All right. So, Maggie, it's been a crazy week of...
Really? What happened? I have no idea.
Well, so Mandy Rose got released by the WWE because...
Because what, Rob?
Of nudity. Because...
Oh, no.
Not that. Definitely not that. Oh, no. Because she has a account that's similar to OnlyFans, I guess she's making a ton of money, so she didn't want to delete it. Which, who would blame her when you're making that kind of money? From what I understand, she was making more doing that than she was in the WWE. So why the hell would you not do that? So more power to her. It's a damn shame that WWE got rid of somebody because of this, especially somebody that is a independent contractor. Now, I know some people are like, well, it's part of a contract, blah, blah, blah. I get that. I get that part. I understand. But the fact is, if WWE was getting a part of that money, if they were getting a pay of that or a cut of that money, rather, this would not be an issue. However, there's a little bit more from what I understand into this. They have a contract with Mattel that pretty much, I believe, is part of like the no nudity clause or something like that. I should know more about it, but I don't. So, I think it's a damn shame. Maggie, I saw you had a tweet the other day that pretty much went viral. And I agree, and a lot of people agreed with you.
Oh.
And a lot of people did not. I mean, but I think more agreed with you than not.
Here's the thing. We don't have the full information yet. And it's one of those times when you being mad at something, well, not you, people being so mad at something doesn't necessarily give them the right to know everything. It's one of those circumstances. I was really mad when that happened. I cooled down afterwards, but let me just say that the moment I tweeted this tweet, I almost immediately muted it because I knew what was going to happen. And then a couple of days later, like today, I was like, okay, I'm cooled down. Let me see what actually happened. Rob is gone. So after viewing what, you know, the, where were you?
I had to sneeze and I didn't want to sneeze on camera. So.
Do you sneeze with your whole body?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You robbed the people, the beautiful people that are our fans, of seeing that for themselves. Way to go, Rob.
You cost us
money, probably.
I just think it's probably best because the last thing I want somebody to do is driving down the road, listen to the podcast, and just hear me. And then
you could have muted yourself and just
But I don't want
to take your camera.
That's the thing. I just don't want the. Okay, maybe next time.
Please remember next time.
Okay, but I also have a tendency to just like everything just goes out too. So it's probably best for business that I and I am afraid of Soupy too. So anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I know. By the way, hi Soupy, welcome back from your vacation. Where was I? Yeah, okay. So, after I cooled down and I decided to view the activity of my tweet because I actually saw that it actually got some traction, and some people agreed. It's perfectly fine to have different opinions about things, guys, but. Do you know, shockingly, the people who were extremely offended from what I had to say and were so over the line by telling me, like calling me names and et cetera, you know what, Rob? They were all men.
Yeah, I was going to say 99.9% chance they were men.
All of them were men.
Yeah.
All of them.
Not surprise me
one bit. Yes, shockingly.
Yeah.
So this maybe kind of tells you the whole story. Like I don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain everything, whatsoever. Like more. I'll tell you something else. I know how tricky this situation is. I get the spicy content that she had, but. For months, they had commentary drooling over her. And for people who are saying, well, it's a different regime. It's the same company. I don't give a fuck. It's the same regime. It's the same damn company. And even after these two people that were in charge at that time, for months after they were gone, they were still running the sexy NXT commercial. They were still running that. With Toxic Attraction and the lips and the like, I don't have a problem with that. As long as all three of them in Toxic Attraction were completely fine with that, I had zero problem with that. Was it my cup of tea? No, it wasn't. But I was not like, oh, this shouldn't be on television. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, she's so incredibly hot. She's so incredibly sexy. She has the ability to do that. as long as it's absolutely consensual, it's fine. It's okay. But like, why, when she decided to do that on her own, because she decided to capitalize on that, she was like, okay, like they want me to be sexy, so I'm gonna embrace this. And then they were like, no, not like that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And you, in your chat, your tweet, pretty much what you said about Athena, formerly known as Ember Moon.
Ember Moon had the full right to tell people that she was not comfortable doing that. She had the full right. And afterwards, she explained that she loves Mandy and that this is just not her thing.
Yeah. And Joseph, it's a good comment. How many people knew a Fantime site prior to Mandy?
I had no idea about that.
No idea.
No, none. Yeah. I had no idea.
Throwback sends us a super chat. Thank you, man. Dude, I hope you're well, man. You
take care of yourself, Throwback.
You mean a lot to us. I know you're going through some stuff, but
yeah. We're glad you're here. Thank you for spending like our Fridays with us.
John Barker, our good friend, sends us a super chat. Mandy's not as hot as either of you, but her release.
Oh, come on, John. Go,
Maggie. You know how I don't know if people know this or not, if this is their first time tuning in, but you know, you have a thing for Wardlow. I don't know if you knew that, but
shocking.
Men for the most part don't, okay, let me rephrase this. A lot of guys don't really, I'm trying to think how to say this the right way. Normal guys.
I know that you like Mandy.
Yes. You know, I like Mandy Rose. The way I just don't go out because
I know. I've talked to men about this and they were like, I'm just trying to be men. Most of the guys who I talk to on Twitter, they like, I know they like Mandy, but they're just trying to be respectful.
Yeah.
It's and it's fine to tell a woman that she's hot. Like it's fine. Also, I'm so ridiculously proud of Mandy because when she went to NXT, she actually approved in-ring so much. Yep. So much. And now she's gone. Like they made a fan out of me.
Yeah.
And now she's gone. This is frustrating. Like, I know I wanted her title reign to end, but this was only because she went through everyone in that division. She had no one else to fight with. And I thought, well, go to the main roster, go back there and like get Gigi and JC and like go like for those main roster tag team championships, like make those a thing, like do something, just like move forward, like move on from NXT because they had nothing else for her. She got she was really pushed.
Yeah.
Her title reign was, for my taste, longer than it should have, but good. Hi, thank you guys so much. But like, it's like the whole situation is really bizarre to me. I will say one thing: I hope Mandy Rose makes a buttload of money.
Yeah, she's somebody that I could see go into acting as well. She might not be in the good movies per se, but I can definitely see her being in movies. So that's something that I could definitely see going on. But I mean,
doesn't want to wrestle. She doesn't have to wrestle a day in her life.
Yeah.
Like from the money she's making, it's fine. It's so fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So like basically, yeah, and the next story we'll just talk about very short, like just very quickly, because it's not really worth talking about because nobody wants them. But there's talk that Vince McMahon's potentially returning. Jesus Christ, stay the hell away, please! For the love of God, stay the hell away. We don't
imagine them firing Mandy and then going
bringing
back
him back. And isn't it just weird how that came out the like what within 12, 14 hours of each other. Maybe a little bit longer. Maybe longer, but I mean,
a day.
Oh God. Yeah. Let's just say a day, but still either way, holy crap.
These are two like mutually exclusive things. Yeah. They like those two, like why? How, like, no, I will not believe that I don't think like Fightful has not said, how do you say it in English? Jesus, I'm so cranky today. Confirm this. Oh, Jesus. Fightful has not confirmed those rumors yet, right?
Oh, as far as Vince?
Yeah.
I don't believe so, but I'll be honest. Life has been crazy for me too the past 24 to 48 hours, so I haven't looked too much.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah, but like there may be rumors, but let's be honest, it's Vince, and the moment he can, like, he'll get his foot in the door. Never forget the fact that they fired Mandy for the things that she did. But after everything that Vince McMahon did in the past came out, they did a thank you, Vince chant.
Yeah. Jesus.
Never forget this.
Yeah.
Please, because of course men and women are equal in that company. Yay.
Yeah.
So we can talk about Sasha if you want.
Yeah.
Now, after, like, because there's another woman who knows her worth.
Yeah. And that's another person, like, I mean, just to tie into that, she knows she can go into the entertainment side, the movie side, and do stuff potentially.
She can go absolutely everywhere that she wants.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what she does. I mean, there's obviously
yes. So there was this news I read today that she was fighting to get money, like that amount of money that Becky and Charlotte were getting, and it couldn't happen. And I was like, why wasn't Sasha Banks making as much money as Becky and Charlotte?
Yep.
Sasha Banks is probably the best female wrestler in the world who isn't from Japan. And she's about to go there. So, how is Sasha not getting paid as much as Becky and Charlotte? And this is not me saying that Becky and Charlotte are bad, because I know that some people will definitely think that. I'm one of the biggest Becky Lynch fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But like, Becky and Sasha cannot be compared. Like, they're two different kinds of wrestlers. In ring, Sasha is probably one of my favorites. Like, she performs so well. Like, she leaves her heart in the ring. You can't see that really often, male or female. It really doesn't matter. But she sells the crap out of everything, and she also does not care about her neck whatsoever. It's really strange that this week on Dynamite they didn't mention January 11th at all.
Yeah.
Like, whatsoever. This kind of makes me think if they saw this hype that she's getting and they were like, okay, it's time to dial it back because it's not her and they're going to get... Or... anymore. Like, yeah. I don't know what to think. So it's kind of iffy. So Sasha, I'm so proud of her and her doing her thing. Like, you know that Carl Anderson, he's going to be at Wrestle Kingdom 17.
Yep.
Imagine if Sasha Banks goes to Wrestle Kingdom 17. And then, like I said, she's number 30 in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, Carl Anderson doing that, New Japan and WWE, it's kind of new. And what's stopping Sasha Banks from doing that?
Yeah, that's the thing too. I mean, she can still.
Carl Anderson has a title.
Yeah. No, exactly. And before we move on, Throwback sends us another super chat. Thank you very much. In NXT, there is a major glaring hole in NXT now. With Roxy being champion, there is not a lot of heels in NXT between Jade, Stark, and Stratton, which hasn't been on in a while. Who is next for Rocky? Or Roxy?
Well, she will feud with Cora Jade for half a century, and then they...
I could see maybe them throwing Zoe Stark right at her, but other than that, I just
we're gonna talk about NXT
later
in the show. Yeah. But Roxanne being champion is not the problem. NXT as a whole is a problem. Yeah.
But I wanted to, I don't know if you saw Sasha Banks, aka Mercedes, Instagram post, but she posted this the other day. I put the photo up here, but it looks, I'm like, yes, please give me this. For the love of God, please give me this. Yes. And the fact that Cartman's up there, that makes me even happier. Mm-hmm, I think that's what made me happy the most.
It's so very interesting.
If you add Cartman to anything, I'm pretty much just going to be like, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Man. But yeah, it's, you know, the thing is whatever makes, and the same thing goes with Mandy Rose. The same thing goes with any wrestler that gets released. I want the best for him. I do. Like, you don't see me talking. You'll never see me, like, just destroy a wrestler on Twitter because I respect them. Now, down the road, when they turn into assholes, that's different. Like, your guys like Kane and stuff like that, that's different. But I don't take what they do in the ring. I respect because I absolutely love what they do, and I'm glad they get to entertain us. And
yes,
that's what it comes down to. And I want the best for them and their families. And so I appreciate what they do, and that's the thing. They entertain us, and I just want the best for them. So I do the same thing with Sasha and Mandy. As long as they're happy, I'm. That's all we can hope for. And touching back on your AEW comment about her, I do think that LA would be the perfect place to bring her in, but I do find it weird that they didn't touch that.
They didn't even mention it. Not once. Not even on commentary.
And this is something... Yeah, you're right. And this is something... I know a lot of people complain about, like, oh, we want surprises. Sasha Banks is kind of like the John... Okay, I'm not comparing her to John Cena, but what I'm saying is Sasha Banks is a kind of name... I'm going to rephrase this again. If you're going to put Sasha Banks on AEW, from an advertising standpoint and getting more eyes on the product, you're going to want to announce that she's going to be there. You will. I know.
You remember how they did on... I'm sorry for cutting you off, James.
No, that's fine.
So inappropriate. You remember what they did to War Games. They announced it was Becky before the show. So, like, even because they were so afraid that even Becky... They were afraid that even her could not, like, the hype, Rob.
Yeah.
Everyone was so, like, wanting Sasha Banks that they were afraid that Becky couldn't deliver. So they announced her.
Jesus Christ, Ryan. Good point.
Jesus fuck, Ryan.
But, and like, again, I'm not...
You're lucky that you're cute, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. I know you were talking to Ryan there, but I took... But anyway, and that's what I was saying. Like, it's like them announcing John Cena for SmackDown. You do that because you want to get viewers. Like, you announce the big name. I used to not like that. There's some times where you don't do that. Like the CM Punk one. You knew people. Everybody knew. Like, that's one of those times you didn't need to announce CM Punk. There's certain times you need to, and there's certain times you don't. Sasha Banks is one of those times where you might get new viewers if you announce it. So I would not see why you wouldn't. And I'm sure TBS, aka Turner and or Warner and Discovery, would want them to announce this one.
Fuck it. It's AJ Lee. You know that I'm going to mark the fuck out if that happens. It's totally not gonna happen. I know. Like, if everything with Punk and Brawl Out, this is so not happening. But a girl can dream.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. A reminder, guys, please like the video.
Yeah, please like the video.
Helps our algorithm. Send a super chat and or a humper chat. Humper chats makes us keep a little bit more of the monies.
Yeah, it does.
So please, yes. The holidays are coming and Bulgarians have no idea what tip is. Seriously. I have no idea. Like, screaming children are in the bar all the time. And their parents do not tip me. And you know what they did, Rob? They had the audacity to come to the bar and they were like, excuse me, can we change the music? Because we're with our kids. Oh. And I was like, this is a rock bar.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Man, I would just... Man.
Tip me! Bastard.
Yeah. So, moving on. AEW Dynamite, Maggie, what did you like that went down on AEW Dynamite?
Let me pull out the script. Okay, obviously Elite versus Death Triangle. What I didn't like here was the fact that they announced all of the stipulations, which makes us know that, you know, the fact that Death Triangle won again this time basically told us what the next two results are going to be. So that's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
So maybe, like we know that we're getting all the seven matches. We know that. But, like, maybe make us believe that we're not getting them. Yes, Caden, I hope you had a lovely time at Dynamite.
I don't give a shit if you had a good time.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. No, I'm. I am.
How the turntables?
Yeah. How the turntables are turned.
I have no idea what Hook and Jungle Boy are going to do together. But, like, Jungle Hook is great, and I cannot wait for this. Like, I thought that Jungle Boy was moving forward from tag teams, maybe a temporary alliance, the one with, like, between Hook and Danhausen.
Yeah,
probably. But I'm obviously glad about that. House of Black, fuck yes, give me more, please. this is so great. The Factory are stepping in with, like, when they have to put someone over. Like, QT is the best.
Oh, yeah.
he's just so amazingly the best. Action and Ready.
Yeah. And I just want to say one thing about, like, Hook coming out. I just want to say one thing. I love how the crowd just goes apeshit when he comes out. He's loved, and I wish they would put him on TV more. I really do. And side note,
look at that ridiculous pop he had because he wasn't on TV as much.
Yeah, no,
maybe that.
But I still think he gets it. Like he gets people just love the dude, and part of me just also loves his theme too.
It's so badass. It's amazing. Yeah. And I'm a metalhead. Yeah. I'm a metalhead and I love it. So yeah. That's saying something.
The one thing too I wanted to ask you moving on before we moved on from about House of Black. Miro recently said that he's ready to go.
I'm so pissed off about that. Yeah.
Or do you think they're just going to put him back against going like at House of Black? Like, they're just somebody's going to bring him in?
fucking go and chase the thing that you were best at. Go and face Samoa Joe for that TNT title.
God, yes.
This is the thing. Because Miro with that championship was one of the best things in AEW at that time.
Fuck yes. Sorry, I'm also only dropping F-bombs now.
Yes, I don't care.
No, I know. It's just
go, like, do your thing. Get the TNT title belt. It looks so good on Miro. And this is awful because I love it on Samoa Joe. And Wardlow is there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Yeah. I don't know, but like, give me Miro on my TV. Like, why do you hate money? Why do you hate money?
Chasmosis makes a good point. How does creative not have anything or nothing for Miro or Scorpio Sky? It is very
frustrating. Scorpio Sky okay?
Yeah, like, he's fine. They just, from what I understand, they don't have anything for him either.
Great.
Yeah.
That's so great. But like, I'm so glad that Jericho's on TV every week.
You mean, like, the thing is you can't put him with Frankie Kazarian again?
Well, yeah. But the thing is that Frankie had this whole thing on Impact, that it's now over, you know. Yeah. Like, he was X Division champion, and then he exercised option C, and he had, oh my god, what a brilliant match with Josh Alexander. Jesus, it was so great. And I'm glad that Frankie was in Impact for a while, because he did so, like, all his matches there were great, and he put over talent, and that's what a Hall of Famer does, and he's brilliant at it.
Well, and since you brought up Impact real quick, I just don't want to forget about this because I didn't put it in our show script. That's an awful picture, but
I know it's an awful picture.
I'm going to get rid of it real quick, but Jonathan Gresham signed a contract, which means he must have got out of his Ring of Honor deal. So good for him.
He popped up in Impact last night.
Yeah. So I love that. I love that we'll be seeing him more. Because that's a guy.
And hey, he's on a show with his significant other, and that's great. And Motor City Machine Guns tag team champions, yay!
Yeah, good stuff. Mm-hmm. It was a good show.
Yeah, Impact is always a good show. Everyone's sleeping on Impact. Like,
the unfortunate thing is, I think people are just tired by Thursday of, like, wrestling, as weird as that sounds.
I know they need to figure something out. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I know. That's about it about Miro. I'm so pissed off that, how can you not? Just Jesus. I know that a lot of people were, might as well talk about now, because I'll forget about it in a moment of passion. Everyone thought that Miro was the one to back up Kip Sabian, which was not a part of the story, because Kip Sabian kept doing this with the mustache, and of course it was Trent Seven. After final battle, we got a word from Tony Khan that he's on a show appearance. He's on an appearance deal, because they showed him in the crowd at Ring of Honor final battle.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's not signed. I'm sorry, guys. I know, like, some people are gonna hate me for that, but I just want him reunited with British Strong Style. I want him to go back to WWE. I'm sorry. I just hope that Triple H was like, yeah, go do your thing. And when, you know, NXT Europe comes back, we're gonna, like, greet you with open arms. He was a part of that opening statement that NXT UK had. I just want him again to be a part of Mustache Mountain. They tore them apart so ungracefully. Is that a word? Is that how you say that? Okay.
Yeah.
It was so underwhelming. This had to be such a big deal. They had the Sandcastle pay-per-view right there. That match had to be on that pay-per-view.
Welcome, Jason.
Thanks. Hi, Jason. Welcome back. And this kind of sucked because the match was so great. I still kind of remember it, and I think it's going to be one of my favorite matches of this year. And it was despite the fact that they spoiled the ending to the match. Like, I was like 99% sure that Tyler Bate was winning that title. But like, come on. Like, maybe not show him with that title before the tournament ended. I'm so pissed off about that. And it was Trent Seven. I'm glad. I know we discussed in private, in DMs, that you didn't like, you didn't think that the match between Trent Seven and Orange Cassidy was that good. It had some smooth transitions, but I don't think that it kind of showed that Trent Seven was new to Orange Cassidy. Maybe it was, having in mind that British wrestling is something else. Mm-hmm. It's a different style, and he was great. He was great in NXT UK. I just want him back. I will be happy if he's happy doing whatever he wants, but I'm a sucker for Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate and Trent Seven, and it's just. Yes, Ryan, this is every day. NXT.
Yeah.
NXT download.
Yeah. There
so,
you go.
Yeah. The there you go. Where were we? Okay, let me just see. Okay, yes, Action Andretti. How shocked were you?
I kind of had a feeling about 3 minutes into the match that I'm like, they might be going into a Chris Jericho is going to lose his damn mind because he can't beat anybody. And I knew, and I knew that Chris Jericho talked about Action Andretti at one point, like in a podcast or an interview. It's weird because I can't remember a lot of things in life, and for whatever reason I remembered that name because I think I just absolutely love that wrestling name. It's just there's something about it, just that sounds like a great wrestling name, Action Andretti. I don't know why I think I like that so much, but I just like it. And there was a point I would say 25% of me thought maybe there was a shot, and then as the match went on I'm like, there's no way in hell they're gonna let him win. And then when it happened, that's when I was like, holy hell. I'm like, and then I immediately said, I'm like, they signed that guy. They already signed that guy. That's why he got to win. I mean, they did, but I knew obviously it was awesome. It was great. The crowd reacted. Caden was the only person that didn't clap because he didn't like it. I'm predicting. I don't know if that's true, but I would guess.
I lost my mind. At that point, I was kind of bummed out that I wasn't doing reactions. But we talked about it before the show, like reactions, like December, guys. I'm sorry, you're not getting reactions from me during December. It was when he kicked out of the Cold Breaker. And I was like, okay, this was really cool. But are they going to do it like this? Because I was the moment Chris Jericho got pinned, and like in two, maybe 20/3 of the second, I was like, okay, he got pinned by this dude, but beat Bryan Danielson 3 times. And then immediately I thought, well, he is on a downward spiral. Yeah. This is why, like, he's losing his mind, so that's okay. But, like, all these emotions, like, started battling in my head. And I was like, yeah, okay, this is fine, because the one who made this happen was Claudio. And I'm so proud of that. We're going to talk about Final Battle in a bit. I'm glad that this is happening, because you know how much I was pissed off that Chris Jericho was putting over no one.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a good thing, because it's now interesting. And the tantrum he threw backstage was hilarious. He was it was so comedically awkward because he was just going around backstage being his stiff self. And they're like,
yeah.
He was all pissed off, and I was just so, I was so happy. But this was an amazing moment for them.
Yep. Real quick, what do you think of Tay and Ruby?
I'm glad that Ruby's back and she got a win. I feel like this was her first win. It's not like she won previously, but like I'm extremely happy that she's back. You know, I love Ruby Soho. People tell me that I look like Ruby Soho, and that's one of the best compliments ever. I'm glad she's okay. She's back in the ring. She's back to doing what she loves. So this is what matters. It was an okay match. It was fine. It was there. But who backs up Ruby Soho now that Anna Jay is in the picture? I don't know. We're gonna see. But I'm ready for this to move the fuck on, because like I want to see Ruby Soho in actual title pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be something that'd be good to see.
Yeah.
The
Hangman Page cut a ridiculously passionate promo backstage. Alex Polowski said something on the pre-show that I'm glad that someone said it, because I would have been, the bad person who said it. They needed to give this time to breathe, because like he said all this passionate stuff that like took the air out of you. Like he said he couldn't remember his child's name for an hour. And like, yeah, let's go to the main event now, Diamond Ring, and the AEW Championship. And I was like, yay!
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, good God,
like,
man!
Like, go to commercial. Like,
yeah.
Like, do like,
yeah.
Get Eddie Kingston to be great on the mic. I don't know. Like, do something. But like, here's the Dynamite Diamond Ring, folks, and here's MJF with a fucking scarf. Like, Jesus, like, this was so great. I can't wait to see Hangman and Moxley again. But I just want Hangman to be 100% before he gets that. And then we got to the main event of the show. Ricky Starks, man.
He's awesome.
He's so good.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Great. It's the beginning of the of MJF's reign of terror. You know, like, he will win each and every match by cheating, and we all saw this coming. And I hope they time this perfectly, because I fear that people are going to grow bored with this really, really soon if something, you know, because yeah. At this point, it looks like it's going to be throughout the whole year, and at the end, something will happen. Like, if there is no credible threats to this,
and that's,
I don't know, like.
And that's where, like one of the things that we were going to talk about, like, in my, like, a couple months ago when you did your, or maybe it was a month and a half ago when you did your Sami Zayn booking, like, on the show. Yeah. That's one thing I was going to do for this show about the BCC, what I think AEW should do. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But the match was good, but you're right. I think they could get bored. But you told me before the show what AEW did. They released a new shirt. And this is it. MJF tweeted about it that he's not happy, but it's Bryan Danielson chasing MJF. I love it. That's good stuff. But yeah.
And then MJF in the comments, he did a typo, and then he corrected his typo, and he was like, fuck. I love this so much. This, are you actually think this is funny, TK? Oh,
our good friend Eric sends us a super chat that says that hangman segment really
I'm
makes
glad me... you're able to watch the show live.
Yeah, man, thank you. Eric sends the super chat that says, think that hangman segment really makes you want him to get another reign with the AEW title. Also, Rob and Maggie, you both look fantastic. Happy holidays. Oh, thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll do.
It's a little bit too soon for Hangman to have another reign, but he sure will. I'm absolutely sure of that. But maybe I'm still sticking by the fact that I think that Ricky Starks will actually be the one to dethrone MJF. At least at the moment, he's the one to make that happen. But next year, you know, probably like. I talked this on the show last week. At next year's Winter is Coming.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. We'll do the quick Rampage preview. Tonight on Rampage, you have Wardlow's going to be in action, so that makes you happy.
Yeah.
You have the best friends with Orange Cassidy, Trent Beretta, Chuck Taylor, and Dustin Rhodes, who's with the best friends tonight. It'd be great if they add him. I would absolutely...
Hey, you remember Dustin Rhodes went to fight a match with the Young Bucks. I don't remember who it was against, but he went out with the Young Bucks tights, you know, yeah. With the Macho Man thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so he's done this before. So yeah.
Yeah, it was good. The Butcher and the Blade, or they're taking on the Butcher and the Blade, Trent Seven and Kip Sabian. You're going to have Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Sky Blue. John Moxley versus...
Sky Blue is great, but she needs to work on her promos.
You have John Moxley versus Sammy Guevara. I thought they were done with this.
Liars!
Yeah. And then Preston Vance is going to have a sit-down with JR.
Hi! So. Wardlow and Preston in the same show? Yeah. Okay!
Yeah, that makes you happy.
I'm so happy.
But yeah, so we'll go into the one segment. Why I think what direction I think the BCC should go with. I know it's not going to be a popular opinion, but you hinted at it. What one thing I liked is you kind of talked about it. I think people are going to get real tired of the MJF cheating type thing real quick. I really do. I think people are going to get tired of it. And
it's just so I can add, it's an okay thing to do, but not with your champion who's supposed to hold that championship for a full year.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating. It's a full year. Like, no.
And I think what's not helping is we're already getting that with Roman Reigns to an extent. So I don't think it's going to help when you get the other company doing the same thing to an extent. But this is what I'm saying. I think at AEW Revolution, I think we're going to get Bryan Danielson. Oh, porn chats are back. Porn bots are back. 1 second. There we go.
Why are you doing this? We have more.
I know, but I forgot. But anyways, AEW Revolution, I think we're going to get MJF versus Bryan Danielson. I do.
Of course. Like, that's the thing they're heading into. There's no way they can make this a thing on a regular television show.
Okay, March 4th.
Thank you, Kate.
And Caden will probably be there.
I hope so. Caden deserves to be happy.
Yeah, he does. I love how you just looked in the camera at that. But I think this is just me booking. I know not everybody would agree with this, but I say put the title on Brian there. You have the titles on Claudio. You have the title on Wheeler. I like how you say put the title on Miro for the TNT title. If you don't, I say put that damn TNT title on Moxley. You just let those guys just run the show. Just beat the hell out of people. I'm not saying you have to do it NWO style. I'm not saying that. But just let the BCC do their thing. Just let them beat the holy hell out of people. I think that would actually be good. And I think it'd be what I like about it is they would be faces instead of heels like you would normally get. But
don't need to be faces or heels.
Yeah, that's true. That's who they are. And that's exactly. It's kind of like, yeah, and that's the thing too.
Moxley doesn't care, obviously. Yeah, Cesaro's getting cheered everywhere.
Yeah.
Wheeler Yuta is just like,
like he doesn't give a shit either.
But I
think it would be why. And you don't have to keep the title on Danielson long. Just do it for a couple months. Maybe MJF wins it back at Double or Nothing or like somewhere like on a special Dynamite. I'm just saying, like, that's just and the chances of this happening are slim to none. I'm just saying this is what I would like to see. And the reason why is because
reasons. I don't care.
Yeah, there's just, I just think that the crowd's behind it. And I was going to say that it would be a good way to maybe build, like, if you want to get Omega. I'm wondering how they're going to get Omega and when, like, Kenny's going to get back in the title picture. I'm not saying he has to be. I'm just kind of curious when that's going to happen.
Well, he has a long way to go, having in mind that he's doing the Wrestle Kingdom things.
Yeah.
And then he's going to go back to the Trios titles. They're probably winning.
Yeah.
Probably. And then, because, like, afterwards, like, they have the whole thing with Death Triangle, they're probably going to split with Pac and Rey Fénix there. They're going to have, like, this, like, fight between them. The Elite are going to win. And then they have, like, all these teams that they have to fight. Like, they have House of Black. Like, yeah, they're already building towards House of Black in the Elite. Yeah. I'll be totally fine if House of Black wins those titles, by the way. So okay with that.
And that's all I was saying. It's just an idea. It's more of an idea. Like, I'm not.
I know. And I like the fact that you want Moxley to be TNT champion, because it will mean that we'll get Samoa Joe versus Moxley. And yes, please. That's going to be a banger. So, you know what? AEW's roster is so full, and I really don't want to say well built, because it's not that well built, because a lot of people aren't doing anything at the moment, and they should be. But like, they have the opportunity to, you know, Tony Khan is sometimes annoyingly too married to long-term booking. Sometimes.
I've seen that.
Yeah. And to the point where, dude, just fucking pull the trigger on that guy or that girl or whatever. It's the thing that when Ruby Soho beat Chris Statlander and everyone booed the shit out of her, and because they just wanted Chris Statlander to win because she was so over, why didn't you make her win? It's ridiculous. It really didn't matter, because Jade was going to be the one to win. It really didn't matter. Sometimes it's a bit frustrating, but I'm going to wait and see, because the new year is coming. And you know how competition often is a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. And the Royal Rumble is coming. And this, like a lot of people, including me, we all say that the Royal Rumble is the true test of Triple H's reign as the dude in charge, because it's the Royal Rumble, and this is how we're gonna see how he handles things, because it's the Rumble. And we all get excited when it comes to the Rumble, because this year's Royal Rumble was so awful that it cannot possibly suck more.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna be happy with whatever Rumble we get next year. So I think that Triple H will, I'm pretty sure that he's gonna lit up a fire under TK's ass, and he's gonna get his shit together. And I'm not saying he's doing an awful job. He really is. But like, at times, dude, get some help. Okay, you cannot do this on your own. Please, fucking get Miro on your show. I know, I don't care that I'm biased, but you cannot have a huge talent, figuratively and literally, on your show and like not like use his capacity. It's just insulting to my intelligence.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a lot about AEW, so we're gonna move on from AEW, and we'll talk about Ring of Honor Supercard Battle. Jesus.
Final Battle. Thank
you. I almost did it again, but anyway, oh, I did do it again. But we're gonna go ahead and talk about some WWE stuff real quick, and well, first off, Maggie, before we go into Deadline, let's just talk real quick about Kylie Rae. Was at the WWE main event taping, or she was on main event. She she's going by the name Brianna Rae. This is going to be a good signing if they end up signing her.
I'm so happy that she's back. I'm so happy that I'm proud of her for dealing with whatever mental and inner demons that she had. I'm proud that she's back doing the things she's so good at. And I just hope that she does whatever it makes her happy. At the end of the day, this is the only thing that's important. I knew that I miss her a lot. I miss her wrestling, and I will take whatever she's willing to give us, because like, I don't care where she is. I just want her to smile. Like, you know, it's Smiley Kylie. So, yeah, get her on my TV. I want to see her do art, because that's what she does. She's so great.
Yeah, she is. The number one contenders match, Bayley versus Alexa Bliss. I was actually expecting Alexa Bliss to win this. I know Twitter thought Bayley would win. The reason why I thought Alexa would win was because of the whole Bray Wyatt thing. And the most notable thing out of this match was after the match with Bianca.
What happened there? Tell me what happened and why the fuck did Bianca Belair stand still for 5 seconds? What happened?
I couldn't tell you.
Give me a logical explanation, because otherwise this made Bianca look so
it did.
Stupid.
The only thing I could say is time stood still for Bianca. Like, that's the only thing, and that sounds stupid.
Then explain this on the show next week. Yeah. I will need that, please. Because if an explanation is not given to me, I will be unhappy.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I loved how I absolutely loved Elias asking Kevin Owens for help.
Okay, let me just say that Kevin Owens is one of the best things on TV every week. Every fucking week. Kevin is this one guy who actually watches the show. Yeah. And he's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, do you think I don't remember what you did to me? Your brother. And he was like, well, that was my brother. And he was like,
yeah. I just loved it. I mean, that was my favorite part of Raw, the whole thing. Like, that
invent was my 50 yeah. more titles and yeah. put them all on Kevin Owens, fucking please. And if you guys are planning on pairing him up with Sami Zayn to dethrone the Usos, fucking do that immediately, because I am so sick and fucking tired of not seeing Kevin Owens swimming in gold or silver or whatever that is on those titles. Just do it already.
I think this is just my opinion, and I could be completely wrong. I think it's going to happen after Elimination Chamber. I think this is just me. This is just this is me fantasy booking. I think, and that could be right. The turn could be coming, like Caden said. It could be happening much sooner.
Are we getting a clean and shaven Sami Zayn tonight?
Please tell me.
Told him that he needs to put his shit together, because Roman was coming. Because, like, what happened at War Games before the actual match happened, like, the look that Roman Reigns had when Sami Zayn left and when he was hugging him. Yeah. This is everything. Like, this is why I'm so pissed off at WWE right now. Because they're doing so much great and amazing work into this storyline. They're putting everything in it. And it pisses me off, because it shows us that they're capable of amazing storytelling when they want to. Apparently, they don't want to for the rest of their other shit.
Yeah. Caden says, I love y'all. The turn is coming tonight. Rest in peace, Sammy. It could happen.
Like, is he going to have, like, the NXT Sami Zayn look? Is this what we're getting?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
And does Kevin Owens come out and just pick him up, put his hand, like, you know, around his
I don't head? I don't think, if they want to make it look more powerful, I don't think he put Kevin Owens on TV tonight.
He can do that after the show, when the show is over, and then we see it on social media, but not being part of the show.
Yeah. And when I said, like, after Elimination Chamber, I meant like that's where they would build the story, like, after. I meant, like, the next night, like, maybe Sami Zayn cost Roman there. That's what I thought, but Caden makes an excellent point, because I did kind of forget about the last week stuff, so that's wrong on me, because I think Caden's right. Something's going to happen tonight or within the next few days, or within the next couple weeks.
This is actually making me anxious about tonight's SmackDown, which is good.
And they're doing a double taping tonight, so and then, yeah, so we'll have to see there. moving on to the next thing. Asuka without the face paint. That's
Do you think that this has something to do with Alexa? Like, do you think that these two are connected?
I'm starting to wonder, because it's starting to make sense. Like, from your perspective.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, at the very show that this happened to Alexa, like, Asuka was... Let me just say, I love you, Asuka, because you spewed mist in Dominic's eyes, which led us to the perfect segment backstage of Damian Priest. Well, something else burns more.
Yeah.
And then Rhea Ripley slapping him.
Yeah. The only thing that would have been better if Matt Riddle would have just walked by.
Yeah. So this is, I'm sorry, but this is the only segment of the Judgment Day that I enjoyed. And this wasn't even about them. It's weird. But yeah, definitely. She had the mask that she wore at NXT.
Yeah.
This is the important thing. And it makes, I'm excited. This is good.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to touch one thing, like talk about one thing real quick. And again, this is fantasy booking. What I want to see happen at the Royal Rumble is I want Dominic to draw number one where he's all excited and he's just all pumped up. And then all of a sudden for number two, Rey Mysterio's music goes off. No, Rey Mysterio's music goes off. Oh, just to see those two just go at it in the ring. That's what you need to do. Right.
It's about them time.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Yep. That's what I want to have. I want to see happen. Moving on from that, you had Bobby Lashley get fired. But then the next day Cody wasn't fired. okay. I mean, that
fine.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't really expecting much out of that because I figured they were going with Seth Rollins and Gary feud down the line. So I'm hoping happens is maybe I think we're getting another Bobby Lashley heel turn, obviously, the way it's starting to look. And I think now's my question to you is, do you want to see him maybe reunite with MVP?
The Hurt Business?
I would absolutely.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
He said in multiple interviews that he really wanted to reunite the Hurt Business. And this was the only time when we see Shelton Benjamin and
Alexander.
Cedric Alexander on TV. And this is a good thing because both these men are amazing wrestlers and I want to see them on my TV. The Hurt Business broke up and who?
That was
I just forgot Cedric Alexander's name. He's he was one of my favorites in 205 Live. This is no, reunite the Hurt Business. They were so great. And MVP was great with them. Yeah. There's literally no reason why you can't have Omos in that as well. Probably one of the only reasons why I'll be interested in Omos is if he's in the Hurt Business. Because I am not interested in Omos at all whatsoever.
Yeah. Yep.
MVP makes this whole situation bearable. But Omos is a huge, huge no for me.
Yep.
But maybe one of the things that I will be proud to see at the Rumble is if Dominic Mysterio comes out at the Rumble and gets beaten the fuck up by Bobby Lashley, because I want to see Bobby Lashley kick his ass. Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, yes, I because he's a big dude. Brock Lesnar and all the other big ones. Hell, if The Rock comes back, The Rock has to beat Dominic Mysterio's ass.
You just want everybody
everyone beat Dominic Mysterio. Beat the crap out of him and make him go to NXT to learn something. And then Bobby Lashley gets his spot at the Rumble and Dominic Mysterio gets to whine for a full year that he was never eliminated, just like Curtis Axel did. And yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Curtis Axel sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. So tonight,
about NXT.
Yeah, okay, we'll go to NXT now.
The New Day and that weird in-ring segment that they had. When the hell? This was so uncomfortable. And you can imagine just how uncomfortable this was because I'm from Europe and not from the States. When were the New Day, like, with that gimmick that they're amazingly huge patriots? When did that happen? When?
On NXT.
Because I was cleaning my... I was hoping that my air conditioner was just dirty and it needed cleaning and that's why it wasn't working. So I was cleaning my air conditioner. It did not start working, by the way. And I was cleaning it this whole time and I was just like, what the fuck am I listening to? Everyone looked incredibly uncomfortable in that entire segment, including the New Day. Besides Briggs and Jensen, they were just the stupid weirdos, like with the hillbillies with the bright tank tops and the mustard stain on them.
That's tied with your Valley Girl voice, like right there. That was your Southern accent right there. The Alabama, like, wow, that's impressive.
That was such a cringy segment, and I hate it. I was so incredibly happy that the New Day were champions once again. So they decided to make me regret this.
Yeah.
In one segment. This was so lame. But Lia Valkyria, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly. Wow. Okay. Let's strap the title on her immediately.
Yeah.
Like right now. I was so fucking impressed. I had no idea who she is. Sue me. This is my first time watching her in ring. So good.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it was good. I
have no trouble believing that she's a future star. I want to see her face everyone now. Literally everyone.
I could definitely see a championship run down the road.
Incredibly impressed. I'm so pleased.
I agree. It'll be a little bit, obviously.
WWE, please don't drop the ball with her because, like, you cannot... rarely am I so impressed with someone from the get-go.
Yeah. And then you had Brock, and we already touched on this, but now we know why they did it so quickly. Roxanne Perez won the NXT Women's Championship. So there, yeah. I mean, that's what we got. And
better late than never. I'm dreading the circumstances, but like.
Yep, exactly. That was pretty much NXT. And now it is time for
a damn fine cup of coffee.
Before we started the segment, Scott was incredibly right. Yes, she was in NXT UK. And I totally forgot about that. Because that's what my brain does.
Oh, what's it been since NXT UK? October?
No, but she was way, way before that. Like her feathers. She had that gimmick. But I just look at my brain now. Like, I totally forgot everything that happened in NXT UK, except for Tyler Bate, of course. This I will never forget about that. So, guys, this week's Cooper Effect. This is kind of hard. I decided to honor Angelo Badalamenti and Julie Cruz on this week's Cooper Effect because they both are, Angelo is the composer for Twin Peaks, and Julie was the voice of Twin Peaks. They both died. Angelo passed away this Sunday. What sucks really bad was the fact that I am so incredibly working all the time that I found out on Tuesday. And this absolutely crushed me because it hit me like, you know, when someone invented music that's basically been your soundtrack for your existence, this is extremely hard. And I had the priority in like quotation marks of working, of having a day off when I found out that Julie Cruz had passed away, because I was able to cry as much as I did in peace. I did not get the opportunity to do that on Tuesday when I found out about Angelo's death, because I was working my ass off during my entire shift. I was incredibly busy, which meant that I had to go backstage and cry a lot, like on multiple occasions, because like I do not want to see people see me crying, and I have to tell them why I'm crying, and they're gonna make fun of me because Bulgarians are amazing people. I'm absolutely crushed. I cannot believe that I'm not crying right now, but I suppose I got my shit together this week. This is kind of sad, but they're together. I kind of want to believe that they're together now and they can dance their songs. And this is, I know, like, they both left the world way more sunny and bright as opposed to when they weren't in it. So this is basically a celebration. It's not, I'm trying not to be that sad. I remember when I was talking to Chris Bock, and he was like, he wanted to make me laugh because he hated the fact that I was crying. And I was like, I don't want to smile. I want to mourn. Like, I love him. Like, I just want to mourn. Of course, I'll be sad that he won't be able to invent new music, but I'm glad and I'm really fortunate to have lived in the same time that he did, because this is a huge honor for me. And his art will live on forever. If it's up to me, I will spam all of you with with his music, because he's he was an amazing artist, and I will miss him greatly.
Yeah, that's, and yeah, I knew it would have an effect on you, and that's one, I didn't put the pictures up because I didn't want to maybe make
sob.
Yeah, that. And then, the other thing too is, like, I didn't obviously, like, how much you're working and stuff, I don't have any idea like your schedule, so it's like the last thing I want to do is send you a message and have you tear up at work, because I know like exactly what you just said, and it's I know how much that show means to you, and unfortunately that show has lost a lot of people, like I've noticed, unfortunately.
A lot of Twin Peaks related people passed away this year, and this is that's kind of pissing me off.
Yeah. I'm definitely very sorry to hear that, because I know how much that show means to you, and I watched it a few months ago because of you. You loved it, and
the fact that I'm sorry for cutting you off again. I guess that's what I do now. The great thing about Angelo was, it didn't matter if someone liked Twin Peaks or not. They always remembered the songs. They always remembered the music, and they were like, it was so haunting. Like, it's maybe a lot of people do not get Twin Peaks. A lot of people don't like Twin Peaks because they don't get it, or because it's not their cup of tea. Because, like, let's face it, a lot of people want to be entertained when they're not working, and that's fine. And like David Lynch's stuff isn't that kind of entertainment that most people want are looking for. So even when people don't like it, they're always like the music and the background. It's always so important to David Lynch, and that's why his work with Angelo was so great.
Yeah,
it meant a lot.
Yeah, so definitely sorry for the loss, because I know it affected you, and it affects a lot of people out there, including its family and friends and her family and friends. Moving on to the SmackDown preview tonight, you have Hit Row with taking on Viking Raiders and Legado del Fantasma's Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wilde. You have the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match between Damage Control, Dakota Kai and Io Sky taking on Liv Morgan and Tegan Nox. And then you have the Intercontinental Championship match, Gunther taking on Ricochet, and Roman Reigns returns tonight. Tonight is a double taping of SmackDown, so there's that. We got about 8 minutes left, so Maggie, I'll just pretty much ask you real quick. Honor Club's back. I'm excited about that. I'm going to subscribe today. So I'll be doing that.
I know that a lot of people are saying that it's weird having free weekly Dynamite, but having to pay about for Ring of Honor. But like, have in mind that that's a huge library of Ring of Honor. Like,
yeah,
for, you're not just having a weekly program. Like, you're getting a lot of content.
That's what I'm paying for.
Yeah. So I know, I get it, but I suspect that. Let's see how things go.
Since we don't have much time, what matches were your favorite at Final Battle?
Final Battle. Okay, let me see for quiet.
Obviously, okay. Mine was FTR versus.
Oh sure, the Briscoes. Of course.
Other than
like
that,
they're trying to fucking murder each other.
Yeah.
Literally, because at one point, Cash slid a chair into the ring and gave it to Dax, and nonchalantly said, "Fucking murder him." He literally said that. And that's why the color red basically says everything that you need to know about this match. We both DM'd throughout the show, and the sucky part was that after this, we all thought that we were getting the main event because we forgot about Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Because we forgot about Samoa Joe versus Juice. This was there was an incredibly scary spot in this match where Juice, I think that he hit Samoa Joe in the ring apron. No, it wasn't the ring apron. It was the barricades, and Samoa Joe sold it so great that Juice got scared, and he was like startled when he saw it. It was I didn't know what was happening. I'm incredibly happy for Willow. Her match on the pre-show was really great. I did not expect the Kingdom to put over Top Flight, but I was incredibly happy about that because the match was so great. It was really, really great. The opening match to the show was weird because like the finish was not supposed to be that way, I guess. Like Rush was not supposed to lose this match. I know. I'm so happy that Athena has a title now. That audience was about to burn down the building if they didn't give the title to Athena. So that was that. Dalton Castle and the boys got screwed over. Yeah. Really, really hard. I was so pissed because that shoulder, like that entire pin, 1, 2, 3, the dude was doing this.
Yeah.
Like his shoulders were nowhere near the ground. I'm so pissed off. They're not gonna, like, it was a fluke. They're not gonna talk about that. Claudio, Chris Jericho tapping out to the Swing of Honor. I will call it nothing else. This was so great because it's something new, and you know that this is a devastating move. The crowd yelling Ocho was
great. I love it. They do that all the time.
This was great. So Final Battle is one of the greatest shows this year for me. I had no problems with the show, apart from the weird finish to the first match. This was a really enjoyable show, and it was on at a reasonable hour for me, so I was able to watch it live. So more shows like this, please. Thank you.
So the other one that made me happy, like you said earlier, Top Flight winning made me really happy because those are my
guys. Was incredibly cool. I love Top Flight winning.
So, but all right, time for jokes, Maggie. All right, Maggie, are you ready?
No.
No. No. Dad jokes. My mom has forbidden me from making any more breakfast puns. She says if I do, I'm toast. My dad keeps egging me on. He's such a ham.
Okay.
My next door neighbor and I are good friends, so we decided to share our water. We got along well. We went to a zoo, and they only had one animal, and that was a dog. It was a shit zoo. My wife and I laugh at how competitive we are, but I laugh more. This one I think I might have done, but I can't remember. It's really hard to say what my wife does for a living. She sells I can't even say it. She sells seashells on the seashore.
You've not done this before.
Okay, I didn't. Okay. So that's all I got for those.
Rob, I can't believe they're still together after all this shit. My ass cheeks. My ass cheeks. Yeah.
Wow.
Every now and then, I'm gonna tell you one myself.
Okay. All right. Well, the one thing I do want to say before we go out is there is a new show that's on Fightful. If you guys are a fan of the band Rancid, we have a new show with Lars Fredriksson and Dennis Farrell. Dennis is a good friend of ours.
We love Dennis.
He's been on our show Coexisting After Dark, but they have a new show, and I'm just going to do a short little preview of what their next show. They interview Bobby Fish, so that's going to be on Sunday at noon. But here's a quick little preview of just some kind of promoting Fightful. So here's us real quick.
It's time for the Wrestling Perspective podcast. I'm Dennis Farrell. He's Lars Fredriksson. Here in a few minutes, we have Bobby Fish. But first, we just want to say thank you to Fightful, Sean Rossap, Rob Wilkins. Thank you guys so much for producing and hosting the show for us over there.
I don't know about you, Dennis. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm loving our new home.
I love
Fightful.
Yes.
I feel like this is such a great place. I know things are onward and upwards, or upward and onwards for this Wrestling Perspective podcast. So many beautiful things at our feet for the future. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to join in your boister, your whatever that nice that word, that big 50 cent word would be for excitement.
Excitement. There you go. That's perfect.
There you go.
They're already stealing our shtick. Lars is cutting off Dennis all the time.
The thing is to come to Fightful, you know what they did?
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
I can't believe they did that. I'm proud that they made that sacrifice.
I can't believe I forgot that you were doing this all the time.
I've never done that before, have I? That's the first time I ever hit that button, I think.
I'm so disappointed in myself. This is because of all the work and all the sleep deprivation.
Yeah. I won't ever hit that again. Maggie, plug your shit.
I so do not believe you. Guys, you can find me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you, everyone who supports us every week. Thank you for watching. Please, please leave a thumbs up on this video and please leave a comment below the video, even if you're watching us live.
Yes, please. You can follow me on Twitter at Rob Wilkins, also on Instagram at Fight4Rob. Again, I want to say thank you very much. Last week, we celebrated our
happy anniversary!
1 year anniversary. And I just want to say thank you again, everybody, for tuning in every week. You guys come in and chill out with us, and it means the world. We have a blast. And I'm so lucky that I get to do this with a great person and a great crowd. I say crowd because you guys are here listening and watching, and to the folks that listen to us on podcast, it means the world to me, and I know it means the world to Maggie. And we absolutely just love you and adore you. And I just want to say thank you again. And I appreciate the time that you give us, because time matters and you have other things you can do, so you make the
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
I was wondering where you were going with this, because you were stalling.
Yeah, I definitely was stalling because I couldn't get to the clip.
You were stalling.
I was trying to get to the clip. That's why I was having issues. But now I can get to the clip, really.
Sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
See, I got to it really quick. Like, really quick. It's like right there.
Sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
All right, guys, I want to say thank you very much again. You guys have a great day. I'm not going to hit it again, I promise, Maggie. You guys take care. We will see you next week, same time, 3 o'clock Eastern. Peace out tonight on Fightful Post Show. Kate Hensler and our friend Alex Cardoza.
No, not him. He's moving.
I thought he already moved.
No. He's moving to a hotel and then back to the... He's moving. He's not on the show tonight.
Who's on?
I don't know. It's not Alex. Okay. But we're wishing Alex a happy move. Happy move. We know that this sucks, but I cannot wait for you to be on your new home. This is so great.
I saw a picture of the new home. It looks great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that U-Haul, or if he uses a U-Haul to move across town, I just hope he...
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. I told you I wouldn't do it.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Liar!
My hand slipped. I don't know how the hell that happened. Jesus.
Bye,
guys. We will see you guys later. Take care. Peace out. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.